First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Cuba condemns encirclement of the Mexican embassy in Bolivia.
Council of Ministers holds last meeting of 2019.
Mexico reiterates demand that Bolivia end siege an embassy in La Paz.
Victims of eye trauma in Chile demand reparations.
And now the news in detail.
Cuba has condemned the harassment perpetrated this week by security and intelligence forces of the coup government of Bolivia against the embassy and diplomatic residence of Mexico in the South American country. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez wrote on Twitter that this country condemns this siege, which he described as a violation of the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. Stop the policy of harassment and intimidation, the Cuban minister demanded. For several days now, excessive surveillance has been observed around the diplomatic headquarters and the official residence, which, according to the Mexican embassy itself, has been increasing in recent hours. Drones were identified flying over the buildings, recording images and sounds, and Bolivian military personnel tried to check the official vehicle where the Mexican ambassador was traveling. Cuba has joined the growing list of nations around the world who have condemned the actions of the de facto Bolivian government.
The last meeting of the Council of Ministers for 2019 was held Tuesday at the Palace of the Revolution, headed by Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez, President of the Republic of Cuba, and led by Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz. The encounter discussed significant economic and social issues that impacts on the national reality and from which strategic lines for the performance of the government in 2020 are defined. Granma newspaper reported that in the closing remarks of the meeting, President Díaz-Canel listed four main priorities. They are the ideological battle in the light of the current colonizing platform and the attempts of the United States government to discredit the revolution, the defense of the country, the intense legislative exercise underway to support the Constitution of the Republic, and the economic battle. Referring to the island's economic situation, he said that 2020 must be the year in which everything that needs to be implemented to unleash the productive forces as proposed. He noted that in no way should this effort be confused with privatization. Therefore, he insisted on a detailed analysis of what to unlock from the state and what needs to be opened from the private sector for the Cuban economy to be more dynamic and harmonious.
The Mexican government has reiterated its complaint about the harassment and intimidation of its embassy staff at the mission's residence in La Paz, Bolivia. Since the coup d'etat in Bolivia, at least 9 people have taken refuge at the embassy in the Bolivian capital. The Mexican Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that the intimidation by Bolivian police officers is against accredited personnel and against persons under the protection of the Mexican state in the South American nation. The statement pointed out that everyone has the right to request asylum for reasons or crimes of a political nature or for those crimes of the common law that have a connection with political motives whose life, liberty, and security is in danger. The statement also said that Mexico is respectful of the high value of asylum and therefore enforces this right of the 9 people who are under the protection of the Mexican state in the diplomatic buildings of Mexico in La Paz, including the 4 individuals who have arrest warrants, which was reported to the embassy days after the granting of asylum.
The Eye Trauma Victims Rights Group has demanded that the government of Chile guarantee effective reparations for injured people and bring to justice those responsible for abuses of human rights. Marta Valdez, spokeswoman of the organization, declared that in spite of the government's promise made on November the 11th of implementing an eye reparations program for the victims of state violence, the injured have still not received any assistance. In an interview with Radio Radio Universidad de Chile, Valdez stated that the victims of eye trauma do not see reparations coming, and not a single authority has met with them. She warned that these are lifetime mutilations. There are many young people with eye trauma that cannot continue studying. There are many that will not be able to work because they depend entirely on their eyesight, and the government has not spoken about these problems.
And you've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
Specialized forces of the General Customs of the Republic of Cuba detected at Havana's José Martí International Airport a passenger arriving from South America who was attempting to smuggle 37 liquid cocaine capsules into Cuban territory. The incident took place on December 19th, when officials of the institution detected signs shown by the passenger during his transit through the airport facility. The suspicion was subsequently corroborated through the application of the body scanner that allowed detecting the capsules in his abdomen, being the 32nd case this year. The Customs Authority follows the Cuban government's zero-tolerance policy regarding drugs and affirms the institution has the necessary capacity and resources to do so.
Social leader Lucy Villarreal has been assassinated in the Llorente community in Colombia, reported the Social Process of Warranties for the Work of Human Rights. Villarreal, a mother of two who worked for the promotion of culture in her territory and the defense of human rights, was assassinated after finishing a workshop with children, reported the local Contagio Radio. She was part of the Colectivo Indoamericano in Pasto and had just coordinated the exhibition Mujeres Sur y Vida about women activists in the region. This assassination occurred after a month of anti-government protests against violence and for peace in the country. Since the peace agreements were signed between the rebel group FARC and the government in November of 2016, threats, attacks, kidnappings and murders have been continuous, targeting especially indigenous communities, social leaders and former guerrilla fighters.
The Iranian judiciary says the country's intelligence forces have seized a haul of American-made weapons in the central city of Isfahan, smuggled into Iran from western borders in order to be used in the November riots. According to the public prosecutor of Isfahan, the consignment consists of over 126 riot guns, firearms, and AK-47, as well as 900 live rounds. The weapons had been imported to Iran from western borders and were confiscated by members of the intelligence ministry in Isfahan province, said Ali Stefani. The judiciary official said five people have been arrested on charge of smuggling the weapons and will face trial. He also noted that the province's security experts believe the weapons had been imported for potential use in the recent riots in the country. The official said the enemies were planning to trigger an armed conflict using the firearms and kill civilians in a bid to tarnish the image of the Islamic government.
The Venezuelan indigenous leaders grouped in the Council of General Caciques denounced the attack that took place last week on the southern military headquarters in the South American country. The organization rejected the intention of the Venezuelan right to use actors outside the struggle of the indigenous movement to make public opinion believe that the Venezuelan state is massacring the communities of the Pemón people. The chiefs affirmed that some members of the Pemón community participated in the acts of violence that act outside the precepts and norms that govern our people in an isolated and individual way. Indigenous leaders claim that right-wing parties and opposition figures with interests of economic power in the territory are those who promote acts of violence. The perpetrators of the assault on the military installation stole 120 assault rifles and other types of weapons. Faced with this situation, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro reported that there were 11 detainees for the events and that the vast majority of the weapons had been recovered.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuba condemns encirclement of the Mexican embassy in Bolivia.
Council of Ministers holds last meeting of 2019.
Mexico reiterates demand that Bolivia end siege on embassy in La Paz.
Victims of eye trauma in Chile demand reparations.